your stance on abortion rights for women, and you said something along the lines, ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's the congresswoman. She's a member of the, she's the chair of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. You said, ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz if it's okay to kill a 7-pound baby in the uterus. She did respond to what you said. She put out a statement saying, here's an answer. I support letting women and their doctors make this decision without government getting involved, period. End of story. And I'd appreciate it if you could respond without shushing me. That was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Go ahead and respond to her.
Well, it sounds like her answer is yes, that she's okay with killing a 7-pound baby. But the interesting thing is, I understand our country's polarized on the issue and not everybody agrees on the issue, but even most of my friends who are pro-choice will tell me they're not okay with 7- and 8- and 9-pound abortions. They're not okay with really end stage when the baby's fully developed. You know, there's a bit of doubt and discussion earlier in pregnancy, but Debbie's position, which I guess is the Democrat Party position, that an abortion all the way up until the day of birth would be fine, I think really most pro-choice people would be a little uncomfortable with that. So I don't know. I really think that she's got some explaining to do, and if that's the position of the party, a lot of pro-choice people are going to be uncomfortable with her position.
I want you to explain your position because traditionally libertarians believe the government shouldn't be involved in making these kinds of personal decisions for individuals. So when should a woman have a right to have an abortion?
The thing is that there is a role for government in our lives, and the role is basically to prevent violence. And so when a baby is born, you know, I'm a physician, and so I examine babies in the neonatal nursery often. Sometimes these babies are 1 and 2 pounds. They can fit in the palm of my hand. And everybody agrees that that baby that I examine has rights, that no one can injure that baby, and the government has a role to come even into the household if a mother or a dad or a relative is somehow injuring a baby, that the baby has rights. So somehow we have to decide, when does a baby get rights? So a 1-pound baby has rights, but a 7-pound baby in the uterus still getting ready to be born, or a 9-pound baby would have no rights. It seems like an abrupt sort of diminution of rights, that all of a sudden you have rights and then a couple of minutes before you didn't have rights. These are very, very difficult, I think, discussions. And then that's the question of, when does life begin? And I don't think we all agree on that. I personally believe that life is special, that human life is special, and that there is a sanctity, and that we're more than just, you know, clay and dirt.
What about rape and incest?
Well, you and I have had this discussion before, that there will be extenuating circumstances, and I've supported legislation both with exceptions and without exceptions. Basically, my point of view has been that anything that puts forward and develops and says, you know what, there is something special about life and there's a role for government, I've supported. But that's been a variety of things, both with exceptions and